Amy Blefick joins us in studios with the Macon Resources. MRI is hosting a very special event coming up on February 7th. They do this with the First Christian Church, also with GT Church, and the MRI folks. This is the Tim Tebow Foundation that's sort of, I was unaware of the national sort of implications of this.
Well, it's actually worldwide.
And global, okay.
Global, yeah, it's worldwide, and everywhere in the whole world celebrates it on the same day. Tim started it 6 years ago, and Indicator, we're lucky enough to have had it the last two. This will be the second year.
The second year. I remember last year was a big deal. So this is, give me the breakdown. It's a prom experience for teens and even some adults with special needs, right?
Mostly adults.
Yeah.
In fact, it's 18 and over, and our adults range in age from 18 to 70, okay? There'll be adults of all ages. And we've been spending time, the community's been so great, donating prom dresses and suits and tuxes and everything. And they have a red carpet that night. We have 250 honored guests who will all have a volunteer buddy with them. Over 500 volunteers will also participate in it. And I think the best part for me, the prom is great for the individuals we serve at Macon Resources and in this community. But the way the community volunteers embraced the event was so special.
All right. And, of course, we'll be covering this on Outtocato.com. If you're unable to be there in person, you can watch for the video that we'll do a week from Friday. So what does the Tebow Foundation, I mean, what do they provide to you as far as guidance or assistance, you know, as you're one of, as you said, you know, hundreds of people doing this around the world?
Oh, we have like a 2-inch thick binder of rules and regs and things that we're supposed to follow and how we're supposed to represent. You know, Tim Tebow has so faith-filled, and he wants it to be a church-associated event, although it's not about a religious event. It is but he wants to make sure the right type of music's played and that it's really about joy for the individuals we serve. It is so fun to see the pictures and watch them walk down the red carpet. And, you know, Make Resources, we're about building the self-respect and the self-worth of individuals, and nothing's better than to see the smiles on their faces that night.
All right. Is there still room or availability for people to sponsor this?
Yeah, we still have room for sponsors, but more importantly, we still have room for volunteers. And if you've never volunteered for this event, it is really one of the most rewarding things you can do. You can be a buddy, which basically means you get to enjoy the evening with one of our honor guests. And I talked to one woman last year, and she said she was so scared because she had never worked with our individuals. She says it was one of the most wonderful things she'd ever done. It was such a rewarding experience.
Okay, so give me an example. If you need about 80 more buddies that you just talked about, but what are some of the other volunteer opportunities? What are you looking for?
Oh, we're looking for photographers for the red carpet. We're looking for volunteers to help with food, a registration, check-in. I mean, there's all kinds of different opportunities.
Even photographers, hair, makeup, all of that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, and yeah. So it is the hair and the makeup and the nails, and, you know, at Macon Resources, we'll be doing that all day in our building. We've got some great hairstylist from Signature Salon will be there all day doing makeup and getting, you know, making it a full event, not just the dance, but how you got ready and how girls get ready for prom. And
sure.
So it'll be fun.
All right. Talk to me about the folks who go to consume this, you know, your clients, other people who come and actually get to have this experience. How big a deal is it for them?
It is huge. You know, last year I remember hair ladies doing a girl's hair, and she looked so beautiful. I mean, beautiful. And I said to her, she was a 50-year-old woman. I said, when was the last time you had your hair done? She goes, when I was 12.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have the chance to get dressed up and go to galas and go to do things. And so to have this experience is really, it is so special. They talk about it all year long, and they can't wait. And they're showing me their dresses every day. And it's really is a great thing this community does.
So I'm assuming that impact is the same for your volunteers, the people that get experience that up close and get those sort of relatable things, that this is something they carry with them the rest of the year as well.
They truly do. It really is a rare and unique opportunity. I think sometimes, Brian, people look at the disabilities of those we serve, and instead what we really want to focus in with this type of event is their ability to see the strength in them and the self-worth and the pride and to watch them blossom that evening is really a worthwhile and memorable experience for all.
Okay, so what is the best way for people to find out about this? I think you're full as far as the attendees are concerned, right?
Yeah.
250 teens and adults, as you said, 18 and over. But you got 400 community volunteers or somewhere in that neighborhood. Sponsorship still available. People can still sign up to volunteer. How do they find the information? What's the best place for them to go to?
Well, you can go to any one of the three websites. That would be MaconResources.org, First Christian Church, or GT Church. Any one of those three has a complete information, sign up for volunteers. And if you have some questions, just call our office. We'll be more than happy to walk you through the process. We'd love to have you as a part of this. We need some volunteers, and sponsors are always welcome.
Night to Shine. It's Friday, February 7th from 6 to 9 p.m. at GT Church. I want to thank Pastor Matt and Pastor Wayne, all the folks from First Christian and GT getting together. You know, people don't think about churches being sort of like, competing for souls, you know, but it's nice to see those two entities come together to do something that's a little bigger than their own congregation.
It has been such a great partnership to work with the two churches and with Macon Resources, and I think that it's been a really good way for the community to once again, partnerships. I think that's what makes this community so great is the partnerships that are formed throughout the year.
All right, Decatur's just one of 600 locations throughout the world putting on this event on February 7th, which is really a cool thing. I had no idea about the whole Tim Tebow thing. But kudos to him. I know the guy gets a lot of grief, but, I mean, he's done a lot of good with his foundation, and I think his heart's in the right place. But, I mean, think about, you know, if you were the guy who inspired 600 of these things to happen across the entire globe, that's pretty cool.
Well, in 6 years, too, to see that kind of growth, I mean, that's pretty phenomenal, and I think it just is going to continue to grow. It's done in several other locations in the state, but, you know, probably, I think, 5 or 6 places in the state of Illinois.
All right. Well, congratulations, Amy. Good stuff. It's probably nice to not be talking about Family Feud.
Well, it's been an experience, too. It's been an exciting
experience. Has it aired
yet? Oh, yeah. In fact, last night we won $20,000.
Last night?
Yeah.
Okay, can you now talk about it officially for the first time?
Yeah, I can talk about it today. We have been on twice on TV, but last night we were on. I got 189 points in the final, that speed round thing.
Okay, you have to explain to me what that means. I don't know. I haven't watched Family Feud since Richard Dawson died.
Well, okay.
It's been
a
while.
Honestly, the whole thing was so exciting. If you get 200 points in the final round, you win $20,000. Mm. Our first show, we were 13 points short of $20,000.
Gotcha.
Okay. Last night we actually killed it, so I got 189 points. Timmy only had to have 11 points in 5 questions, and we nailed it. So we got $20,000 last night. But it's so fun in the community to see everyone else supporting.
When did you tape all of this?
May of last year. The process started in August of 18.
Okay.
We tried out in November of 18. We were notified in January of 19. We went to L.A. in May of 19, and we actually got shown this week.
That's insane.
Uh-huh.
There's like a year-long backup of Family Feud participants out there waiting for the ability to be able to talk about it. That's nuts.
I got to tell you this, Brian. This is the dorkiest year 2020 thing that anyone has ever said. But spoiler alerts, Amy, I recorded your Family Feud and was trying to avoid the news and watch it this evening. So I guess, I got more episodes to watch.
We're on again tonight. Tonight at 5 o'clock on Fox 55.
Well, how many times are you on?
Up to 5.
As long as you keep winning, up to 5 times.
Okay.
So we won the first 2 times. We were horrible the first day. Horrible.
Yeah.
But we still won.
And first day nerves, maybe a little?
No, just dumb questions.
Yeah.
Dumb questions. Rate yourself on a beach, 1 to 10.
Mm.
You know what the most popular answer in the country is?
What?
1.
Really? We got to work on our self-esteem, clearly.
I know. I'm like, I don't look great on the beach, but I wouldn't give myself a 1.
I'm more than 1, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, just the dumb questions, you know, but that's the whole thing. It was funny, though, because the producer lady kept saying, oh, you're a darling family, but quit thinking. You're too smart. Because it really is, you know, it's the first answer out of your mouth. It's a child.
How was Steve Harvey?
He was adorable.
Yeah.
And what's best about him is he was better off screen than he was on screen.
You know,
and you can tell when a personality, how they are on screen versus off screen. And he was darling and cute and fun, and he laughed. His whole expressions just makes it, because when you give a stupid answer, he gives us like, oh, that was the stupidest thing ever. You know, so he makes fun with you.
He's a hardworking dude. I know that for sure.
Yeah, his success story is amazing, because he was in a street car homeless, you know, and now he's worth multi-billions.
All right, so you can't tell us anything at all about what happens tonight?
No, I can't tell you tonight. I can tell you what we did yesterday and the other day, but not
tonight.
Well,
how many days are you going to be able to be
can't
talking
tell you
about
that
this?
Either.
Come on, you got to give us a clue.
I can't tell you.
What's the over-under? I mean, are we doing like this Jeopardy thing? Are we going to be doing this 2 months from now, 3 weeks from now?
Diving straight into Kevin Brahaney territory.
Oh,
Brian.
Kevin
we
tried the other night. He tried the other night to get me to, like, you know, fall. But I haven't. But no, do you know how hard it is not to say anything for 7 months?
What are they
going
to do? Come back and take your money?
She doesn't even get it for a month.
Yeah, I don't get paid for a month. But the reason I don't tell anybody is because it's so much more fun to watch when you don't know.
That's true.
If you knew I was winning or lost, if you knew I won last night, it takes the fun out of it. So that's really why I didn't tell, not because the LA is looking at Decatur, Illinois to see if I'm talking about it, you know. But it was, honestly, it was the coolest experience. But just to share that, but the community has been so fun because, it's nothing serious. It's a game. But people have had so much fun, and I think it's a time, especially especially when you look at the things that happen in the world, just to laugh at silly fun.
Yeah.
You know.
Have fun. Like
yeah.
The kids are going to do a Night to Shine. Everybody out there is going to be king and queen of the prom. That's coming up on Friday, February 7th. If you want to volunteer, you can go to First Christian GT Church or the MRI websites and volunteer. This will be something you will not regret. You will carry this with you for months, I am sure. Great stuff, Amy. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.